This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And would you resign if you said this in a moment of inflated passion about the drug problem in your state?
When you go to war, if you know the enemy dresses in red and you dress in blue, you shoot at red. You try to identify the enemy. And the enemy right now, the overwhelming majority of people coming in are people of color or people of Hispanic origin.
That's only one of the reasons the governor of Maine, Paul LePage, heard there, his career is filled with question marks today. LePage has apologized for his comments. He's apologized for his behavior and for leaving a profanity-laced voicemail for Democratic Representative Drew Gattin, who LePage was mistakenly told called him a racist. He told reporters that he would like to challenge Gattin to a duel and shoot him right between the eyes. LePage made clear he was sorry for saying those things to Representative Gattin and confirmed what others he's been meeting with have been saying all day, that LePage is considering resigning, which would leave the Republican Senate president in charge. Maine is a state that has voted Democratic in every presidential election since 1992, but Paul LePage won two statewide elections as a Republican. Cynthia Dill, a lawyer, columnist, and former Democratic state senator from Maine, joins us to answer some of our questions. Thanks for joining us, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me, John.
What is the LePage factor in determining where Maine stands in the November election?
Well, I think Governor LePage is going to do a lot to move the needle in the election, both at the presidential level as well as local races in Maine. Our entire legislature, like many states, turns over every 2 years. And so I think people will be running primarily, whether they're with LePage or against him, similar to the referendum on Trump.
So is that to say that LePage is popular and Mainers go, hey, all the rest of you down continental U.S. know-nothings, leave us alone. We love our LePage.
I don't think he's popular. I do think, though, that if you're a Republican running for the state legislature, you have to be clear with your constituents whether you are going to Augusta to support Governor LePage or to work essentially against him, because every piece of legislation now, because of LePage's veto, you know, in addition to him being a racist and a homophobe and threatening to shoot people, he also has a record of vetoes every piece of legislation that might move the state forward. So people who are running for the state legislature have to be clear with their constituents whether they're going to be a supporter of LePage or going to work with the group of Republicans who are, you know, trying to collaborate with Democrats and address some of our problems here. We have a significant drug crisis. We have 20% of our children are living in poverty. It's difficult to find a job. There's wage stagnation. There's serious issues that Maine people want government to address. And unfortunately, there's a huge distraction every week by our governor.
Any benefit of the doubt wiggle room here? I mean, is he possibly just not a racist and doesn't really want to shoot people of color? Just has a little problem with candor and has been misquoted or anything like that. It's just a sort of colorful character that we don't quite understand down here in New York and points south.
Yes. I mean, if you're in a room with Paul LePage, he's a charming, charismatic person. I don't have any personal animus towards him. I share some laughs with him. Unfortunately, though, he conflates being politically correct with exercising any judgment whatsoever that comes out of his mouth. He doesn't seem to have any self-control when it comes to just blurting out things. You know, he doesn't have an awareness of what the consequences are to his words, and that's a real problem.
Well, this is a week of exploring the lack of self-control of all kinds of people, that's for sure. Is LePage a friend of Donald Trump?
I don't know that personally. He's certainly an image of Donald Trump. He's a variation of Donald Trump. And Maine has that electorate that tends to gravitate towards these candidates. We have a rural state. We have white state, 95% white, a lot of uneducated people who are down and out because of the loss of manufacturing jobs. And so there is an element to our constituency that appeals to this kind of demagogue that's promising to go back to the time when things were good for uneducated white guys.
Yet there are, you know, moderate senators in Washington from Maine who have expressed a certain amount of outrage and worry about Donald Trump. Cynthia Dill, this is a very interesting state and very interesting politics for November. Former Maine state senator, lawyer, and columnist, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.